on page 2 of the staff memo.
I don't know, I have a page 1 here, so. So what was your question again? I'm looking at the proper.
Does your motion delete or not include the.
Shall also construct? No, he does not need to construct. He only needs to construct the stub that's shown on the plat, not the entire.
Alderwoman Mayor, is that your second?
To strike the last sentence that is high, underlined and attached.
That is correct.
Correct.
Okay.
It would include the depicted walkway continuation stubs on each end. That's it.
Correct.
Okay. Just.
I'm striking the entire list.
Thank you. Attorney Haskins. And we really should move on.
Understood. My client had a preference. He would actually prefer to put in the stub all the way to the park. No city impact fees, and avoid the sidewalks.
That's the motion. Oh, that's
not the motion.
That's not the motion. The motion is the stub and the sidewalks.
Stub and the sidewalks, and his preference would be no sidewalks within Evergreen Park Court on that cul-de-sac. No sidewalks in there. Put the walkway into the park. You've already got the walkway to the school from the park. It's already there.
The long way.
Let
City Attorney and I had a discussion on this about a straight line.
You ask for the floor, you get the floor.
Okay.
Attorney Haskins has it. Appreciate extraneous responses to help. Okay. Alderman Taylor wanted to speak.
Well, I guess now I got a question on that. I mean, what. I don't want to hear any talking in the audience, frankly, Your Honor.
It's happened before, Steve.
I know, but I want to say something. I don't want to be hearing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's getting annoying. What I heard, and I have a great deal of respect for Mr. Haskins, you know, one of my constituents in Oak Creek, but what I heard him say was that we have to vote for this, that we're compelled to vote for this because he's following the ordinance, right? And I want to ask the city attorney, do I have to vote for this?
Mr. City Attorney.
I mean, that's kind of what I heard, and frankly, I don't like being told what to do. So do I have to do that?
I don't think the correct question is, do you have to vote for it? The correct question is whether or not, number one, you're pro in favor of the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, are you in favor of what Attorney Haskin just said in the three-dimensional world, instead of that, just the walkway, and it'll be constructed and installed, and no sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
His provision of the UDO says what it says. gets into the definition of what's adjacent, et cetera. There's room for argument there, and in America, you never really know until that final gavel or jury decision comes down, and I provided a different provision and gave you the reasons and the interpretation on that, so I think there's a basis for it.
Okay.
There's no guaranteed answer until some judge decides at some point in time, and that's the reality of America.
Well, I've had the pleasure.
Sometimes.
I've had the pleasure of sitting. You're sitting to the right of me for almost the last 8.5 years, so I'll lean towards your input or what you read there. I think if you go back to the concept review, the reason why probably everybody up here talked about sidewalks and connectivity was because you have a high school to the south, you have middle school to the, or elementary school to the north. We've been talking for years about this park. We talked years about a trail in that park. I mean, remember that, all the delineations, and they did it in the spring, and that's when it was wet. I mean, it just, this area has been talked about so much in the last, you know, since 2008, since Alderman Wilhelm got here and became very active in that area because the residents are active. And so there's really no surprise that this came up tonight. And I talked to the developer a month ago or so, and said, you know, try to work this out. you know, the alderwoman is going to give a compelling case. And so, you know, last minute saying I'll do this or I'll do that, this has been going on for a long time. We have the timeline up here. And frankly, if this was located somewhere else in the city when you didn't have schools and parks around it and a senior housing, I probably would be in a totally different position on the sidewalk. But the reality is we talked about this at concept review. And remember, concept review is never binding. You know, it's the developer comes up here, he explains what he wants to do, gets our input. And, you know, it wasn't whether it was a sidewalk on Marquette, which is what, you know, we're being told. But I think the understanding should have been we want to see this. That's what Alderwoman Wilhelm is presenting right now. I appreciate the amount of work that she's put into this. And frankly, she lists off, in her mind, a bunch of concessions. And whether they're true concessions or not, that can be, you know, debated. And I'm not going to say whether I agree with that they are or they're not. I'm just saying that the position of sidewalks in this area by two schools and a park and senior housing is necessary. And I'll support the motion.
Alderman Wilhelm.
My concern with going with the other option is the cost of maintenance and clearing of that to keep it open falls upon the city and the city taxpayers. With putting it down in front of the homes, it's just like every other subdivision where the homeowners will be plowing it. And I think it's not our responsibility to take care of connection that's caused by new development. And I don't want to burden the taxpayers with that. If the city decides in the future to make the connection with the stub and we feel we've got enough money in the budget and maintenance people to keep that plowed and accessible, that's another story. And that's actually a discussion for another time because it's not even this parcel. So it's a cost issue as well. And I guess I would like to move forward.
Okay. I'm going to say that I live on a cul-de-sac. That's a quarter mile between the middle school and a little bit more than that to the elementary school. There's no sidewalks on our cul-de-sac. There's no sidewalks on any cul-de-sac in the city that I know of. I just, you guys vote the way you want. I think this shows badly to the community. So there's a motion on the floor that includes all.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to say one Alderman quick Mayor. Word here. I want to apologize to Rick. You didn't leave a call the other day. It was if I had any questions, I should call you back. I didn't have any questions. I thought the sidewalk thing was settled, to be honest with you. Quite frankly, I don't really care about the rest of the things, the sidewalk. And I did say that at the concept review. And the mayor's right. We don't have cul-de-sacs in the city with sidewalks, but that doesn't make it right. And oftentimes you'll see people drive up a cul-de-sac and they realize when they get to the end, they went the wrong way, and they'll spin around and take off the other way. And cul-de-sacs, a lot of times, where kids are. So I did say from the concept review, so I do apologize for that, and I know that's going to be potentially a difficult thing, but I did say at the concept review that I wouldn't vote for any residential development in the city without sidewalks from here on out. And that's been my stance for a while. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. There's a motion on the floor. That includes all of the conditions except for the last sentence. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
A roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
No.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Simple majority is required. The motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes. No absent, no abstentions. I'll move on to item G4, which happens to be a resolution for installation and payment of a levy for special assessments. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion to adopt. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on. We did G5. Move on to G6. Professional services contract with Rueckert & Mielke for West Madison and 36th Street, Mr. City Engineer. Or is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, that the motion should be modified to have that come out of the contingency in the general fund as opposed to the contingency in the capital improvement fund.
Is that your motion, Alderman?
That is my motion.
Mr. Dandridge?
Yes.
Mr. City Attorney?
And I think the recommended motion stated subject to city attorney review, and this agreement it says pending review by city attorney. Per usual, the standard city form will be required again.
That's part of your motion?
Yes.
Alderman Dendrick?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G7, an ordinance to amend set 178 regarding Emerald Ashbore. Alderman Taylor.
Move to approve.
I make a motion to approve. This came to Public Works at my request, Alderman Wilhelm, if I have a second?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, second. And then Alderman Wilhelm asked me a question I think we need to bring up with the city attorney to see if it can be addressed or if it is addressed. But, I mean, we have a major problem in this city. We spent lots of money taking down city trees. The county's taking down trees on county land, and you have in residential subdivisions dead trees in people's front yards, and it is, you know, brings down property values. It's, you know, and they're infested, and they're infesting others too. So we did this with the Dutch Elm. Other communities have done this, so hope for your support.
Hello, Mayor. You started. Okay.
Well, it was an environmental thing, and I forgot that Steve was the one that actually brought it forward, so I was just going to move it forward.
Well, you seconded it, so you get credit.
Okay.
Alderman.
Thank you, Dan.
My only question I had was concerned with anywhere or any location. I'm concerned with people that have large tracts of land that they would have to go out and, you know, take them down. So, you know, if someone, a neighbor, had a complaint about someone's 40-acre wooded parcel, so can the city attorney craft some language where maybe natural resource areas are exempt? Because dead and dying trees are part of a natural system. Are we going to cause, like, the Land Conservancy to go out on Fitzsimmons Woods and take out all the, you know, the trees out there? So maybe the city attorney can guide us a little bit. One of my thoughts was, do we make it within 300 feet of a house or, you know, from a road or something like that, so it's not every single place.
The
I get
engineer.
It for a house.
If you look under the way it's written in Section D, abatement of nuisances, city forester or designated representative, upon inspection examination, would determine that the nuisance exists. So if it's in the middle of an extremely large tract, he could go out in the middle of it and say this. It may be infected, but it's not considered a nuisance.
City attorney.
So let's go down 116th Street.
There you go.
And one property owner files a complaint against the neighbor, and there's one deceased ashbore on the neighbor's property. So city forester or designated representative enforces, compel abatement of the public nuisance. And I don't know how, if one tree or two trees or three trees that are infected with what's essentially defined as a public nuisance is not a public nuisance or is a public nuisance. I dare say it's a public nuisance. So the property owner with the one tree complaint reacts when requesting who's the complainant and is denied because of city policy, decides to go up and down 116th Street. And there's one property with 19 full-grown diseased ash borers, and they're right along the road frontage. Is that a public nuisance? How much does it cost to cut down an ash borer. And let's say there's a smaller, older dwelling house on that property, and let's say it costs $20,000 to cut down the ash trees. The property owner refuses. Abate the nuisance. Prepare a lawsuit, summons a complaint. Go downtown, ask the court for an order. Property owner still doesn't comply, doesn't have the money. City abates, city goes out, pays for it, and puts it on a tax bill. That was my reaction day one. And since then, haven't touched it. Went off to Chris Smith and Glenn looking at other municipality stuff. So if you want me to look at it, see what can be done, bringing it back, because when I read through the packet, I didn't see any cutoff on anything. And I don't know, theoretically, how you deal with that.
I mean, I have no issue. I have no issues referring to the city attorney. You know, I mean, I thought it was here because it was ready, Glenn. I mean,
it's ready as far as staff is concerned.
Right. So, but I mean,
you if you had motion,
I'll withdraw my motion. Refer to the city attorney's office. But if you had someone in the city attorney's office looking at it, which it sounds like was the case, then to me, I can see why it's here. But
I queried today. Okay, what about that email I sent out to everybody,
right,
which essentially said exactly what I just said when it started, and I don't know that there was any cutoff, but just move forward this way.
Okay, I'll make the second.
All right.
Come back when?
January.
Yeah, let's get some time.
February. Let's give you 10. Is there, I just handed him something he has to work on.
First meeting in February?
Sure.
So the motion is to table to the first meeting in February. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I have one question on that.
Alderman Mayor.
Has there been to date any work by the city
or more
removing trees from personal property?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
First meeting in February.
Only public trees. We have a procedure set in place. We try to move right away trees that are diseased and park trees that are diseased, and so we're working our way through those, but I don't believe we've been on any private property.
Okay, thank you.
Motion was made and carried. G8, construction bids for the bridge on St. Martin's Road over Test Corners Creek. Mr. City Engineer, this is, pay attention on this one, it's as you always do, but it's complicated.
If you recall, we bid out a bridge project earlier this year, and the bids came in higher than our budget. So you directed me to throw out all bids, and actually you rejected all bids, and we rebid it. We cut some things from the project. We bid it at a better time of the year. We tried to extend the bidding time. We got as many bidders. So we got more bidders this time. We bid it a better time of the year, and all those things, the bids came in even higher. The low bid last time, Lunda Construction, was also low bid this time. I asked why the price went up, and his response was that before he had, you know, the right crew and the right equipment available, so that's why it's a little bit higher this time as opposed to last time. The concern, and if you notice in the council action, I recommend that you throw out the bids just because we don't have the, I didn't think we had the budget. However, I do try to make a compelling case that this is a critical issue. Last year at this time, we actually went out and put a Band-Aid on it. We put a turnbuckle on a wing wall that was separating from the main structure. That was unsuccessful. It's continued to open up. If you look underneath the bridge, the foundation is completely exposed with the old culvert, and there's a crack running up one side across the bridge deck and down the other side. So I took Alderwoman Mayer out yesterday and showed her the situation issues. So Paul has assisted me in trying to figure out how to fund this if you would so desire. We have some appropriations. We've already spent some engineering cost, but we have some additional funds left over from the 27th Street lights. That's $73,000 that we could apply towards this. Contingency of $25,000 in excess landfill for $59,000. So we would enable you to authorize us to come back with an award for Lunda Construction. If you were to table it, we could come back with that in the appropriations at the next meeting to make the project happen. Otherwise, we reject all bids, and I'm still scratching my head how exactly what we can do to make this less expensive. I'm working on a couple ideas, one of which is maybe we come back with a precast structure. We'll be very flexible next year with the contractor. Basically bid it out and say we don't care when you build it, but when you start, you have so many weeks to complete construction, so they can fit in with their schedule. We can maybe pull as many things out for DPW to self-perform. But it's not my favorite option, but I lay this before you. And I think if we bid it out again, we'll probably lose some good bidders. Lunda was, I think, sharpened their pencil the first time, and the second time the bids came a little higher, and they have said that they don't have an interest in rebidding it a third time. So I can't say that I blame them. So those are some options. I lay those out there for consideration.
I have a couple of questions for you,
yes, sir.
Mr. City Engineer. Bids on July 14th, the low bid was Lunda at $628.7, and their current bid is $652.4.
Correct.
And under your options, you list award the bid for $563.
Yeah, it was I was looking at the number that the engineer's estimate. So, yeah.
So your suggestion is to award, that should have read 652.
Correct. And obviously, you can't award that tonight. It would be tabled and would come back at the next meeting.
Mr. Rotzenberg, the 70-some-odd $1,000 from 27th Street Lights, is that TIF dollars or is that tax dollars?
Those are tax dollars.
Okay, thank you. So, the questions?
Just
Alderman Mayor. And then Alderman Mayor.
It was a really interesting time with Glenn out at that bridge. It is kind of a disaster.
Excuse me, Alderman. Alderman Taylor's left a seat at 802.
My understanding is that we could Band-Aid it together. It'll cost, you know, some money, quite a bit of money, but not as much as what's on the table here. But it's only a Band-Aid, and there's a bridge on Woods Road that actually just failed, and they had to completely close Woods Road in Muskego. So if this bridge does fail, which I can't believe it hasn't already, how long do you think it even has?
It all depends on the freeze-thaw cycle this winter, how bad it may push out even more. So if the wing wall goes, we'll close it down immediately.
So that would be pretty bad if we had to close St. Martin's Road. So as much as I hate to have to do this on short notice, I think that it is definitely something that we have to do. But I would want to maybe table this and have it come back with more appropriate. Yeah.
And Alderwoman Wilhelm was left at 8:03. So your motion is to table to
the next meeting.
Second that.
December
20th.
And at which time staff will present us, and Alderwoman Wilhelm has returned. And staff will return with the financial analysis, and your intention would be to award to Lunda at $652.4?
Yes.
And it's been seconded. Alderman Mayor.
Just a point. It's quite possible that not everybody here is familiar with where this bridge is located. It's on St. Martin's Road toward the west side of the city before St. Martin's Road turns into Test Corners Road and goes into Muskego, but it's a major thoroughfare for a lot of our citizens that are headed west. There's really no good option around it, even though it's a pretty narrow road. It's really the best way to get out there. It's also well-traveled from the west for persons that come into our community to go to St. Martin of Tours Church or Southbrook Church or Crossroads or St. Martin's Inn or the Landmark or Romy's. So it's a well-traveled road. It's going to have to be fixed sooner or later, and it could literally crumble this winter, and then we would be scrambling, trying to figure out what to do with it, and we'd have to close off the road for an indefinite amount of time. So it is something that needs to be dealt with.
Alderman Mayor.
I thought it was interesting why it hasn't been maintained up until this point. Can you just that it's not even a bridge technically.
It's technically, it's technically not a bridge. It's 2 feet short of being a bridge, so it has not ever appeared on any sort of bridge inspection reports. This was a culvert that quite honestly overlooked for several years or decades, and Jerry brought it to my attention about this time last year, and so we looked at it, and that's why we made the choices we did last year.
I would suggest you tell Lunda for 652, they make it 4 feet wider each way.
It will be wider. We won't be putting walkways in it, but it'll be accommodating. So in the future, if and when the St. Martin's ever proceeds, we won't have to adjust the bridge at that time.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9.
I'm back.
Then I'm leaving.
805 here, too.
And now Alderman Mayer is gone. There's only a few more, guys. ordinance to amend 2015-2198, capital annual budgets for general fund and capital outlay. This relates to reclassifying contingencies and stuff like that. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It's a budget modification.
Excuse me. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk. That's why we pay you guys the big dollar.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm. Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Vote. Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 absent. So motion carries. Move on to item G10, appropriation authorization for presidential election recount. And again, remember, everybody was saying this was free. It's not free. Is there a motion to authorize use of existing general fund unrestricted contingency until such time we get reimbursed?
So move.
Second.
Alderman Mayer.
Why is it not free?
Because there's opportunity cost and lost time when the clerk and her staff were doing this and not what we needed them to do.
It's reimbursed, though.
That time is not reimbursed. The time it's going to take Sandy to
so
catch up
lost
is not.
Time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ms. Stein.
Yeah, let's go. All those in favor? All those in favor? Anybody saying
aye?
Aye.
That's energetic. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. 5 ayes and 1 absent. Item G11, voluntary long-term disability insurance, life and accidental death carrier designation. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 1 no, and 1 absent. G12, the 2017 property and casualty insurance coverage. This one probably should go to Mr. Liberta.
This is our annual review for the property and casual
so moved.
Insurance.
Is there a second?
Second.
We're saving money.
That's
what,
exactly.
Can we just have it explained for the record?
Mr. Liberta.
Sure. We continue to work with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual Insurance Company for our general liability and our automobile property and liability. That company has the broadest coverage of any of the companies, and their rates have been very good. Since we're one of the larger participants, we also get a dividend check every year. Last year was $38,000. But the real benefit to them is the breadth of coverage that they have, because they only deal with insurance companies. And when we have issues, we call the CEO directly. We get direct answers right away. He's on vacation. I call him on his cell phone, because they serve municipalities and they understand the needs of municipalities. They remain competitive because they understand Wisconsin law and the protections municipalities have in Wisconsin laws to limits to certain liabilities. So, As a company, they've worked very well for us, and their pricing is competitive. As you can see, there's a very little increase in the total buildings, equipment, and boiler. Property cost, or I switched to Chubb for that one, sorry. But very little change in the general liability cost. In fact, it stays the same for general liability, police professional, public officials, auto liability, and their coverage is broader. For example, without any change in rates during the year, they increase the, or they've added the fact that drone use is covered. So, for example, if any police department that they cover gets a drone with a camera to survey something and that drone causes damage, almost every other municipal policy excludes coverage for use of drones.
We're not approving a drone.
No, but they recognize it might be something needed. Similarly, with most policies that this would compete against provides $50,000 worth of protection if the municipality loses money from a phishing or computer scam. They just increased their coverage to $500,000 because they realize that risk is a inherent risk in today's society. I'll give you an example of the kind of claim that they covered for a municipality. A hacker was able to get enough information that they sent what looked in every way like a valid email from the person's finance director boss who was on vacation saying they needed a check cut right away to this person, copy of an invoice for here's the reason, can't do it from here, has to happen, do it. The sources of the email were right because it was all hacked. Staff dutifully sent the check, which was lost money, and it was covered by the insurance company. It was a phishing scam. They had the right information and basically duped staff into issuing the check. So the League of Wisconsin Municipal Insurance Companies is strongly my recommendation to go. Chubb is an A++ company for the property insurance, which covers our buildings, including our boiler. They've rolled in some other coverages we used to have to pay for separately. And although there is about a $1,200 increase in the premium, we've got about $2.5 million more in property being covered. So on a per $1,000 basis of property, we're actually at a better rate this year. Chubb also being an A++ company, I would recommend staying with them. They have been aggressive in the last couple of years in Wisconsin in the municipal market, but they are one of the nation's larger companies, and they've been good to work with.
And the premium goes down $34,000.
The reduction in the premium going down is on the workers' compensation side, which is R&R with Heartland United.
Property liability.
Workers' compensation is largely a statutorily fixed and statutorily established rates in the state of Wisconsin, different than many states. The state sets the rates.
Mark, you're saving money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion to approve, aye, signify aye by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Do we want to talk about it some more?
No.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Huberta, what was the amount of the check in the phishing scam story?
I don't have the number, but I know it was over 50,000, I believe.
For the record, Alderman Mayer returned it. Well, we have a disagreement here. I say 8:14.
I have 8:13.
The clerk has
13.
So therefore, he did vote, and there we go. Okay, item G13 is committee of the whole. We did presentation and training, so we get a check mark from the county. Would you please take note of that, Mr. Supervisor?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can do that.
Thank you. Also, in your packet from last night, an ordinance to repeal and recreate 229-4, creating the Tourism Commission. Is there any questions for staff? Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
I'd like to hear what the city attorney's got his pen up for.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
I'd request that motion be subject to minor and technical corrections by the city attorney. There's some punctuation, spacing, and a reference to the city clerk later by the way of her, and I thought it should be gender neutral in a law.
You're not going to stay here forever? Whichever one of you guys down there moved approval, is that your motion?
Yes.
Who did you have?
I didn't have anybody. I was just going to.
And I think both of you were. You're both good with the
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the modified version.
Whoever did it.
I was just going to go there. That's the red line version that you got. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it now.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Also, at your places and via email was essentially a memorandum of understanding from the Director of Administration regarding our discussion on city hall remodeling. We'll move on to G14, the October.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
As usual, I'll point out, look at 128, the last paragraph, please. There's a reason for that. Then we move. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G15, which is new in your packet.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. License and permits. Alderman Taylor.
All right. We have Stapleton hold for appearance. Albrecht approve. Federation Creation Societies approve pending money and completion of application. Then you have the next tour approvals. Then you have Franklin Lions Club is approved pending park reservation form. Then the next two are approvals.
And the other items, not just the park reservation. It's all.
And also completion of application and money, correct. Yep. I'm sorry. So Franklin Lions Club is approved pending money, completion of application, and park reservation form.
What's the matter with those guys?
Yeah. And then on the second page, St. Martin's Tour is approved pending money and completion of application, and then the rest are all approved. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Approved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, let me back up for 1 second to 13B. There is an at-large position on the commission. I would hope that if somebody knows of a good person who's energetic and marketing and all of that and interested in tourism, please have them let us know. Let somebody know. Okay.
By when? By when?
Well, I expect that on the 18th I'll bring in, or whatever the date of the next council meeting, I'll bring in the EDC, the civic celebrations, and the aldermen. And if any alderman has a burning desire, let me know. I'll bring in those appointments at least. I can hold off on the at-large. Item I-1, vouchers and payroll. Their motion approving the following city vouchers ending date of December the 1st, 2016, in the amount of $1,117,140.67, and payroll dated November 25th, 2016, in the amount of $378,543.40, and the payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $369,971.91 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated December the 9th, 2016, in the amount of $388,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $209,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax payments with an ending date of December the 1st in the amount of $84.14, and the release of various vendor payments not to exceed $94,744.88.
Mayor, at your place there was a...
Sorry, turn the page.
Right here, revised.
And release of the payment to Sun Life Financial for $59,446.44. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Turn the page.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Yes, somebody else got it.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.